No Eddie today.
No Eddie today?
No Eddie.
Are you sick?
No, I'm good.
Oh. You see my cup I made?
Oh, look at that. I put a photo on it. Oh, you put lips on there too?
That's my lipstick.
Oh, I was going to say, that's pretty cool. That's pretty creative. That's pretty good. Is it? Nice. That's pretty good. It looks like the cups we have, huh?
Yeah.
Looks pretty clean.
It's pretty professional.
You guys ready?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Steve. This is all you get today.
Can't get a full show.
The Three Musketeers.
Oh, Eddie's taking a personal day off today.
Very personal.
Very personal.
Ooh.
Yes. I don't know.
What excuse did he give this time?
Well, is it a colonoscopy? That's pretty personal.
He's getting the camera snake up at the ass.
Yeah.
No. It's something to do with his brother, I'll say that.
No.
But it's not what we think of. His brother's not feeling well, so he has to take him in. So
not another court hearing in Tijuana?
No. He's not feeling well.
Not selling the carpet on the corner.
Still the carpet at the hospital.
Well, there was that police chase of that big rig last night. Maybe they were involved.
Police chase of the big rig? I missed it. What was that?
I fell asleep during it. I don't know how it ended. I don't know what happened.
Oh, I hate when I do that.
Were you in the middle of watching it and fell asleep?
Yeah. Because it started like I got the alert at 11 o'clock from Channel 7. So I put out the app and I'm just watching it and I just knocked out.
Wasn't that exciting, huh?
Yeah. Well, it was swerving a few times. Like, you thought it was going to tip over, but the guy had it under control. And then it's, like, far away, so maybe it was heading my way, you know, be more exciting.
Oh, like, towards your place?
Oh, towards the area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then we know it would be Eddie, you know. Heading down this way.
I don't know. I didn't see any car chase. Or rig chase, or whatever you call it.
I was asleep already, I think.
Was it late at night, or?
I started watching at 11 o'clock, so.
Oh, God.
I'm sure you were hard at work.
Yeah. I'm sure Alyssa had her notifications on that don't disturb.
Yep, that's it. I didn't get the notification because it's a don't disturb.
I don't even text her no more. I'm just like, let's wait till the next day.
You don't text me anymore.
No, I think
it turns
on it. 9:30 is when mine turns on.
Oh, it's automatic?
Yeah.
Oh. So yeah, Eddie does that shit too.
It's the only way you get sleep. I mean, especially you don't want your phone going ding, ding, ding.
Especially with Steve up all night, you know he's going to be bothering you.
I don't text nobody.
It's not only that. It's like the emails, you know. A lot of the companies like to email you like early morning, in the middle of the night. I'm like, what the heck?
Well, so you wake up to them.
I want to sleep. Yeah.
Wake up and go shopping.
You don't you don't put it on like vibrate or silent or something? Or it's always got to be on loud?
It's not loud. It's just...
It looks like it has enough stuff that vibrates.
Doesn't vibrate hard enough.
No.
Okay, now I get it. That's all you had to say.
We know where she puts her phone at night. It's not on the bedstand.
Oh, gosh. Well, she doesn't have it on vibrate, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So what's going on? What is going on? What the hell is going on?
The world's a mess.
Yes.
Okay.
What's bothering you now, Steve?
Is it the controlled rain?
Controlled rain.
Weather?
No, that's not it.
Yeah.
The weather machine?
The seeding of the clouds. That's what they're calling it now.
No.
No?
That's not it.
No. Hold on, folks. We're having Steve's therapy session today.
Is it the people working at McDonald's are making more money than you are?
Dr. Lissa's in the house.
Yeah, no, that's not it. But now you're piling on extra stuff that's going to really upset me.
It would piss you off more?
Yeah. No, okay, you're a woman, Alyssa. I don't know if we talked about this. But,
has that been established?
That Alyssa's a woman?
Did we get her pronouns?
Yeah, she's a woman. She's all woman.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if we talked about this. If we did, just cut me off short, okay? That's what people do in my life anyway, so just do it. No offense. It's all good. Alyssa, okay, you have a significant other, right?
Yes.
And you have friends that are dudes, do you have friends that are guys that aren't your boyfriend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, let's say the holidays roll around, right? Christmas or maybe even your birthday or whatever. And you've had a dude friend.
Telephone ringing.
That's the
That's my bat phone.
That's the significant other calling in to complain.
Well, you still have a landline? Okay, go ahead.
Sure do. You know, that's another thing. That's another thing. I sent a picture to a friend of mine, right?
Uh-huh.
I was showing her, right? And my landline phone was way in the back in the corner, right? And I was showing her something else, right? A picture of something. And she's like, oh, you still have a landline? She picks out the whole, not even what I sent the picture of.
Yeah.
That's a woman. Yeah.
I go, what's wrong with the landline? Is there something wrong with having a landline?
I mean, if you want to waste money, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just a waste of money.
Not really.
Well, I'll miss my landline. I wish I still had it, but. Or even when I bundled with cable and I had the other phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could just give that one and fuck it. You know, you're not home, you can't answer.
Well, I guess you can look at it as a waste of money because everybody has cell phones. I get it. But ours, we use it kind of like if that phone rings, like let's say we don't get our phone, it's charging or whatever. Most of the time it's an emergency call. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if somebody's calling that somebody's in the hospital, somebody's passed away, especially if it rings in the middle of the night, you know, because
it's like the red phone.
Yeah, they have your home phone.
Yeah.
If that thing rings, you don't want it to ring. Like when it rings now, I don't know who's calling, and it's usually either death or what do you call those people that are trying to sell shit?
Or
collectors?
Telemarketers. There you go.
Oh yeah.
So
you know, you're pre-approved for a $50,000 loan.
Hell yeah! Put it in my mailbox.
Just send us $5,000 first.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're sending your number to the Nigerian princess or
Nigerian princess.
Princess. I think there's more than one now, but they're all calling you up.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, I have a landline. I do.
Congrats.
Okay. Roberto thinks I'm throwing money away. That's another thing.
I say people say that.
Who that's knows? With might be the end of the world and Steve's the only one that's going to be able to call another landline somewhere else. Well, you know, at work, of course, we have a landline at work.
Steve can call into work when the world comes to an end. Hey, boss, I'm not coming in.
It's just the
cell phone don't work, but
it's just the phone. What happens? What happens if? Well, there's people that still have landlines, don't they?
Yeah,
like the folks of our generation should, but even us, we're getting rid of them too. But even like our parents or. They have, that's what they have, and they have cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll put it in my notes, Alyssa, to see about maybe just getting rid of it.
You don't have to. I mean,
I like it, just sitting there.
It's kind of nice to have another phone number, like, you know, when they want you to sign up for stuff.
Who's they?
They, you know, people, stores. Hey, you want to join our rewards? Yeah, here's the phone number.
Yeah.
I'm never going to answer that.
Oh, you mean give a different phone?
It's funny because I think my mom's landline phone number is like for CVS or something, rewards. Still, to this day. And she don't even have that phone anymore.
That phone doesn't exist.
Yeah. I just remember the number.
I don't have it for those reasons.
But I mean,
CVS or junk calls. If it was up to me, I wouldn't have any junk calls. It would just be an emergency line, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if it rings in the middle of the night, then we know something's wrong.
It's like a bat phone.
Yeah,
that's what happened when my grandma died. Phone rang in the middle of the night. It woke me up. I go, ah, shit, something's gone wrong.
Yeah, when your landline rings in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. we know it's not telemarketers. It's something bad.
They should get some more stuff doing that, because you know, you'll get up to answer the phone then.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Steve. You've been approved for a $20,000 loan. Motherfucker.
Yeah. What's all this with $20,000 loans? Is that what you get?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I get a lot of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, high rollers over there, huh?
Got a credit card? you're going to...
Right?
Hey, you want to settle your
or
debt?
Or the ones like... Your Spectrum account has qualified for 50% off or da 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 da.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even have Spectrum. I mean, I do, but it's not in my name.
What about those ones I get that it's a sexy voice woman that says for $5.99 a minute, you can call me at this number and we'll have a good time.
It's either an ugly woman or a guy. Don't fall for it.
Okay. Damn. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
There's my act of kindness for today.
All right.
I saved you from some misery.
Okay, now that we got the landline out of the way, I was trying to tell you what
upset me. What's your story that's your disturbed?
Now that Alyssa knows I have a landline, was that loud or what?
I heard it.
You can hear it.
Okay.
I just know to ignore it, otherwise Steve gets mad.
I'm not mad.
I said gets mad if I don't ignore it.
Okay, so where were we, Alyssa?
You were telling me why you're upset, why you're bothered today.
Yes, about. I was asking if you had a guy friend. Guy mm-hmm. friends. Mm-hmm. And you have a significant other, right? So let's say before you had your significant other, your boyfriend now, you've had these guy friends for years. Alberto, mm-hmm. tell me if I've went over this before so I can not even talk about it because it's upsetting me, okay?
Well, you have to keep going. I don't know where this particular story is going.
Yeah, I don't know what's going.
Okay. I'm sure a topic like this has come up.
So let's say it's Christmas, mm-hmm. and you're at whatever, you know, place of business or whatever, and the guy, your friend, gives you a Christmas gift that he's been doing for years. You take it home, you know, you're all happy, you put it on the counter, and your man comes home, and he's all, what is this? And you go, oh, my friend got me a present for Christmas. And you go, oh, that's cool. And you say his name, and he's all, wait a minute. What's it? Some dude gave you a present? You know, yeah, he's a friend of mine. I've been friends a long time. He's like, no. He's like, you have to take that back. You have to take that back to him. And he says, you know, any woman of mine, no man should give a woman of mine any gifts. Now, you're in that, wherever in the kitchen or whatever, do you have a discussion with him about it? Or do you just do it and think about it? What do you do?
I open it.
Oh,
see what it is and say that he's just a friend. I've known him longer than I've known you. We're friends and that's all we are. It's not anything else, you know.
Okay.
But he decided to give me a Christmas gift and that was it.
Me and you say that, but you know, you got this dude that he thinks he's Don Juan DeMarco, okay? And he's all, no.
Should be the only man in your life.
Yeah, this isn't how this relationship's going to work. You need to take that back tomorrow.
Then it's not going to work.
Just like that?
I'm not going to give up my friends.
What if you like your dude? And let's say this hasn't happened and you guys have dated for a little bit and you got, hey, this is the one. And you moved in together, like, you know, like you guys, your relationship went down. And then this happened already when you guys got, you know, you're all settled in and everything. And then this happens. Do you at least try to talk to him about it? Or do you just say, hey, you know, that's not cool?
Probably, because, I mean, number one, if he was the one, he would understand. There wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, but what if he's one of those, you know, say he's a macho dude. Not saying, I don't know your guy, but let's say you were with one of those dudes. Nothing wrong with that as long as they're, you know, good men and whatever. But something like this happens where you just saw, no, that's not the way I was brought up. No woman of mine is going to, no dude's going to give any woman of mine any gifts but me. I don't think that's right.
I'm sorry, I don't agree with you.
Okay.
You know, like, I mean, it's just like, you know, so if you had like a girlfriend and she gave you a gift, it's the same thing, you know. And most guys, like how you're explaining, will be like, well, you know, it's okay if I get a gift from a girl, but it's not okay if you get a gift from a guy. It's that whole like double standard type thing. And okay. It's not.
What if he doesn't say that? He's all, I don't get gifts from women either. But whatever, he's just. Mm-hmm. Let's say he doesn't get gifts, and if he does, whatever, he hides them or whatever. But let's just say he doesn't, and he's just saying, "Hey, this is not how this works. I'm the man here."
Me, I'm hard headed. I'm like, nope. This is how it works. This is, you know, this is how I was. I always say, you know, this is my life. This is how my life was before you, and this is how my life will be without after you. You know.
What do you think? You think she would
if
cave?
If you choose to be in it, you're in it.
Who would cave? Alyssa?
Yeah, you think she would
cave? Yeah, I don't think Alyssa will cave. I mean, this is going to be a... You'll be finding out about this on Valentine's Day at this point, so...
Yeah, but what if you know, Alyssa, like the guy she's with, she really likes him a lot, loves him. And let's just say nothing like this had happened, came up, and then something like this happens, you know, and they're all settled in already. I mean, Alberta, what do you think she does? I mean, we know she's hard-headed and things are the way they are, but, you know, Alyssa's in love. Look at her, all love over there. I mean,
that's a face of love right there.
She's getting all upset at me talking about it.
Yeah. So why is Steve trying to break up my relationship?
Yeah.
Alyssa's going to go, hold on a second. I'm going to break up with my boyfriend right now.
It's funny because...
He's watching right now. He's going to bust in behind that door behind her and... You know, what the hell are you doing?
I told you to take that gift back.
The flannel you bought me for Christmas, I wear it all the time. All the time.
Oh, you probably told her you got it from your girlfriend.
No, he knows I went to lunch with you guys. Okay.
No, she didn't tell him that. She thought, honey, I'm going shopping. That's why those gifts you gave her, you know, she could walk in with them.
She comes home with a bunch of gifts.
And it's, for me, I don't think I'd ever be in that situation because I'm so open and I'm so like, this is it. I don't hide anything. Mm-hmm. So... In the beginning of the relationship, he would have known, you know, I have these friends, and these are my friends, and that's all they are, is my friends.
I get it. He should know you already. I'm trying to throw something in where it was a boomerang thing where you're just, it just didn't happen that while you guys been dating for a while, that this didn't happen, you know, or he didn't see it or notice it.
Well, it's a new thing. Explain dating for a while, because if you were dating from July, you don't know what's going to happen on Christmas. Now, if this is like your third Christmas together, and all of a sudden something happens, or this comes up, then, you know, that's a weird issue. You know, why is your significant other all of a sudden having these issues? If it got more serious or something, now they believe you two are more exclusive, and, you know, you can't have outside people doing this stuff. And then, I don't know, it's, do you have history with this person? The one giving the gift before,
why didn't he give you a Christmas gift, or
maybe the previous Christmas they gave a gift that your significant other thought was inappropriate.
Maybe it was a gift that, let's say, Alyssa got a gift 1 year, okay, mm-hmm. Christmas gift.
Yeah, Steve gave her some lingerie.
She didn't come home and throw it on the counter. It was maybe just some lipstick or something that he wouldn't even have noticed. That she threw it in her bag or something.
And they noticed.
So that year goes by.
Or he notices like 2 weeks later, and Steve gave it to me. And it's like, why'd you keep it a secret?
He's not going to notice lipstick, but he'll notice something like something to wear or something like that flannel.
Like a bigger item.
Like, you're not going to go out and buy a flannel. Like, a dude stupid doesn't know what to buy a girl, so he buys her a men's flannel, right? So, hey, where'd you get that cool flannel? Is that mine? No, my friend Steve got it for me. Well, let me see. Where's the bag at? Let's put it in the bag, and tomorrow you're going to shake that booty back to wherever you saw him and give it back. But like I said, you could skip Christmases because... Let's say your guy friend gave you something that you could just put in your makeup bag that he would never see. Even if you left it on the counter, he's not going to know if it's new or not. Unless he wears your lipstick.
Right.
But if it's something that he's going to go, what is that?
Yeah, you know, like maybe, still in the gift bag or
something you put on your mantle, on your shelf or something. And you're going to go, where'd you get this? You know, that's pretty cool. Until he finds out where you got it. Say two Christmases go by, and then the third one, something's on the shelf in the kitchen or something that you really like, and you put it up, and then all hell breaks loose. You've been in it for 3 years, in love, like love has never been before. And then this happens. How do you, and he's not budging. He's all, that's just the way it is.
I don't know what I would do. I have no idea because, you know.
That's hard, huh?
And yeah, because I'm not in that situation. Like my boyfriend would be like, oh, that's one less thing I got to buy you.
I totally agree. Those are the best relationships where, you know, you're not jealous and hey, all right, whatever. But there's guys out there like that.
Yeah, that are. But guys like that, you know, I know you're trying to make it like it's already, you're in an established relationship and this is something new. But guys like that show their character right away.
I don't know right away because even the most, however you can describe these people, they're gonna be on their best behavior in the beginning, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's true of all
the
relationships.
Honeymoon stage.
Yeah, you know, things are gonna know you in 6 months. You find cute at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the second half. What about the friend that gave you the gift? Let's say we're not going to say it's you, Alyssa. We'll say it's another girl. Let's say the girl is in that situation who says, okay, I'm going to take it back because I really like this dude or whatever. She goes back to the guy, her friend that gave him the gift and goes, here, I'm sorry. You know, no offense, but I got to give you the gift back. My boyfriend doesn't want me accepting gifts from men. What do you think the guy should do? You think he should not talk to you anymore? Would you be okay with that? How do you think? Well, I should ask Alberto. How should that dude act, Alberto?
So I repeat the question.
So say Alyssa. Well, we know what Alyssa's going
to
do.
So another girl says,
"Okay, so I'm taking it back for him because I like the guy and I'm going to do what he says." And he takes the gift back to her.
Or she does back to the guy who gave it to her.
She returns the gift.
Tells her friend the guy exactly what happened. I'm sorry, I can't accept it. I'm dating this guy, and this is what he said, and da 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 da. What do you think the friend male should say?
Just say okay and take it back.
You don't think he should be upset and not maybe say, "Hey, I shouldn't be friends with." Her face.
Yeah,
but.
I'm sure he'll probably think that, and maybe he can actually tell her, you know, "Hey, you know, that sucks. I don't think you should be doing that. You know, be careful because you know this might only be the beginning." Blah blah blah. I mean, just if I was the guy giving the gift and they brought it back and, you know, my boyfriend got mad. Okay, just take it back, you know.
Would you still be friends with her?
I would probably, not as whatever friend we were.
Not as close anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe take a step back because you already got another guy over there who's showing a jealousy streak now. And, you know, I don't want to be part of, you know, I'm talking to her too much or this or that. And.
Okay. You wouldn't just not talk to her because you thought after being friends this long, she would do that to you?
No, I wouldn't be mad at her. I have some feelings like, okay, man, you're being weak and getting yourself pushed around.
But
I'm not going to be mad at her.
Alyssa, do you think if you did that to a friend of yours, a male, because of this, I know you wouldn't be in that position, but, and he said, hey, you know what, I don't think that's cool, and he just stopped talking to you.
It would suck.
But would you understand him?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I was
wondering. I'd understand, and it would suck. I mean, I'd still try to be his friend, but, you know.
You'd have to understand that.
I mean, and it happens, you know. People get in relationships, and then they just kind of don't hang out with their friends anymore, or don't, female or male, you know, they don't. The relationships kind of fade, and it gets to where like, oh hey, after a while, hi,
message,
you know,
them on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Send a text here and there. It's not, you know, oh, let's go out, let's go, you know, let's do dinner, let's this, let's that, you know.
All right.
A lot of like friendships, you know, die down because you're so concentrated on your new relationship and, you know, building that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing. I mean, that's life.
Yeah.
But when you have something extra added on it that somebody's telling you what to do, I don't think that's life.
Yeah.
Like, even if a woman tells a guy, you know, come home, no, you're taking that back. Not taking it back. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to wear it.
I'm going to wear it right now. I'm putting it on now.
So what happened, Steve? What did your wife make you take back?
It's my life.
Your life?
You had to give your life back to the other person?
Yeah, I had to give it back. No, I heard a story. Somebody somebody that I know was telling me a story about this, and I was like, man, that's rough. And he was upset about it. He's like, we've been friends for years, and she started dating this dude, and you know, he was pretty upset about it because they've been friends for years. And I was like, man, that's pretty tough. I'm like, you know, that's not a good way to be. That's not a good relationship. Like, you know, I don't care if my other half gets presents or I don't give a shit. Yeah. Like you said, it's one less thing I got to buy.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, that's the way it is. People have friends. They've had friends before me. If I die, they're going to have friends after me. And it's just the way it is.
Yep.
You know, I find that, you know, when somebody does that, like a relationship starts and then, like, let's say I was in a relationship, I started a relationship with somebody and there's something like let's say this podcast, you know, we do this every Thursday, almost every Thursday. And now my significant other says, no, you're not going to do that anymore. That is a sign of something, you know, that's. Mm-hmm. The controlling is not going to stop there. There's going to be more controlling. There's going to be more.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom told a story when she got married the second time. Her husband, I guess his brother and his sister-in-law would come down. They were up in the mountain somewhere. And they would come down once a month, do some business, and they would take him out to lunch. And so my mom, when they got married, she was like, no, we're going to stop that. Because, you know, she doesn't like other people buying her food. And, you know, they were inviting her, being his wife. Yeah. And I'm like, you don't do that, you know. You don't get to decide now, you know, how your husband now lives his life. I mean, this is something that's been, it wasn't like it just started. It's been going on for years. Just say, you know, you don't want to go and let him go by himself. You know, it's kind of, you know, if this was like a first time thing, the guy giving the girl a gift, maybe. But I mean, they've been doing it for years. You know, that's, and if you're the new guy in her life, you know, she said, we've been doing this for years. Okay, so what's the problem? It's not, unless there's something else involved, you know, like the guy giving the gift wants to really be with the woman. Now you might feel threatened. But
like, what's the motive behind the gift?
But I mean, if you've been doing that for years, this new guy. I mean, I don't think it's going to stop here, and it's going to be more problems, and it's going to be until she figures out, all right, enough's enough, and I'm out of here, and hopefully everything, you know, she comes out of it safe. But
yeah, I don't think there's no reason. I think that's just the way that person is. There's no reason. There's no rhyme or reason. It's just the way it is, and it's up to the other person that's in that relationship to go. They know darn well it's not good. But maybe they just head over heels over this person, and that's going to be in a tough predicament for what happened to the friend I was talking to. Yeah. It's like, really? Like, that's crazy. Like, why would somebody do that? Are they that hung up on them already to do that and not see that, hey, this is a red flag?
Yeah. And we have Alyssa frozen up, so.
Oh, God. She's all shook up.
Yeah. Maybe she asked AT&T. I saw something online that AT&T is having problems.
Oh, it's probably China.
I kind of heard her in the background for a second. But yeah, it's like I said, I don't know. I mean, it would be something like, you know, she just met the other friend, you know, and now he's giving her gifts. But even then, I mean, and then what was the gift? I don't know what the gift was. I mean, I think this situation, you're telling me this is all, they've been, she's coming
on. You guys, I keep seeing you go spinning. Well, like, it goes black. And yeah, she goes back out. Go
yeah, she's back. She's, a,
sounds
she's
like a robot.
Yeah, she her batteries are dying. Alyssa, recharge your batteries. Alyssa bot.
She's actually doing this arguing with her boyfriend right now.
That's what's going on. They're yelling and it's burning up the internet over her house.
My flannel's getting burned right now.
The house is on fire. He set it on the stove. Hey, listen, get out of that relationship. That's dangerous.
Yes. It was just a flannel. I'm sorry, listen. It has nothing. It's not what the story's about.
He wanted to get you lingerie, but he knew he couldn't.
No.
He's got that stuck part.
Look what Steve got me. Throws underwear on the counter. Oh, God.
Uh-oh, she's gone. Sign back in, Alyssa.
That's no good. Anyway, yeah, I'm kind of pushing that story to the max. We're going. It's usually when relationships first start
that
would happen, but it's possible that it could happen for a year. Christmas goes by and another Christmas, just the gifts that they didn't see.
Yeah.
Like I said, like a makeup thing, something that a woman would throw in her bag, but yet him come and buy something where they put on a metal, something, some kind of statue or, you know, something that somebody can see. Then all hell breaks loose, you know?
Yeah, she's back.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what's happening on the Wi-Fi. Yesterday it went out. Like, AT&T is having problems, but I don't have AT&T. I don't
think I do. We can barely hear you.
It's okay. It's okay, listen.
You can hear me? Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you good.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, your mouth
has to be close. I don't know what's wrong with my internet.
It's nothing. It just happened. Sometimes it happens, Alyssa.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes. Okay, let's get off this thing before people start getting upset, okay? We don't want to be talking about...
We don't want to be wrecking homes while we...
Yeah,
right?
We don't want to be home wreckers. Tips, do you think... What is up with tips? Do you think... do you feel weird giving tips when you're eating or you're at a stoplight or whatever?
Stoplight.
You guys...
Stoplight? You know, who are you tipping at a stoplight?
That's you're just giving money to the homeless.
No.
Excuse me, the unhoused.
No. Sometimes you never had somebody run up and just start washing your windows?
Nope, not yet.
And only in TJ.
Oh, they do that out there?
Yeah, like at the border.
It wasn't Eddie, was it?
That's what Eddie's doing right now.
Well, no, I'm lying. Okay, no, I've had a guy recently at the gas station. Not recently, because I've had my new car for a while, but with my older car, I was at the gas station. He was washing my windows, and then he tried to wash like my trunk, and I'm telling him, "Don't stop doing it. You're gonna scratch my car." You know,
paint?
Yeah, he was washing the window, the back window, and then he tried to do like the trunk. Like I'm like, "You're not washing my car.
No, don't touch my car, man.
Don't touch my car. I'm not paying you. I'm not giving you any money. So step back." I was just so irritated because you know they have the squeegee thing and it's just gonna scratch my car.
I'm with you. All right, was trying to do food
people
detail.
If you see this woman, do not touch her car.
Right, especially my new one.
You can give her presents or whatever, but don't touch her car.
Don't touch my car. Yeah.
Give her
don't
lingerie.
Ruin my shit.
Give her lingerie. She'll put it on in front of her boyfriend, but don't touch her car.
I was while we're on this present thing that Alyssa brought up, the flannel or the Pendleton. I call them Pendleton still, but they're flannels, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Flannel, I think it's just what it is, and Pendleton is what.
It's the material.
Yeah.
But a Pendleton is it? Remember we used to call Pendleton them Pendletons?
Is a different material. Fabric.
Is it thicker?
It's like rougher. This one's like soft, like a blanket.
Okay, so flannel.
Alyssa's real comfortable in it.
Yeah. So she takes this picture. And she, I don't know if it's still your profile or I don't even know, but.
Oh, I don't know.
But I saw it and I go, oh my God, this is like a nice picture of her. Like it was very nice, Alberto. I even like saved it because it was pretty. And I'd be like, oh my God, she's wearing the flannel too. I was very honored.
Oh.
I was an honored friend.
Yeah, I wear it
all
the time.
Oh my God, she looks so good in it. I didn't think you'd like it because I was like, I don't know. I think I got all you guys flannels, didn't I?
Yes. Yeah.
And I haven't seen Eddie's or Alberto's, probably in the trash, but Alyssa, at least she cared for hers.
Well, Alyssa's very cold.
I wear it all the
time. You know,
I know, I'm freezing right now.
Yeah,
I got my jacket on.
You mean she's cold like that, or she's a cold person?
It could be 30 degrees outside, and I'm sweating bullets, so it doesn't come handy for me.
Oh, I'm cold on the outside and the inside.
Oh, no. Bringing back bad memories. Cold chicks.
Well, they're only cold around you.
People rely on tips, huh? You think tips is a good thing in the food business?
I don't understand why, like, when you go to fast food and all this stuff, you know, I think it's, you know, it's really well, there was always the tip jar. But I mean, especially now when you pay with cards, they all have, you know, the little iPads or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's always there, you know, you can add a tip. And it's like, ugh, you feel bad.
Yeah.
And then you say no tip and then you start worrying, you know, do they know? Are they signaling the mm-hmm. cook in the back, you know, do something? Oh, and I had an issue one time that I had put no tip and something bad happened.
Like at a restaurant?
At a fast food place, yeah. So not that I'm being served. It's just, you know, they prepare and they give it to me and either I take it to my table or I take it home.
A fast food place had a tip.
Yeah, it's like one of those places you go up to the counter, you place your order, they give you a number, you sit down and they bring you your plate.
Or they call
you. Do you tip that person?
Or they call you up to the counter and you come pick up your food.
Yeah, you pick up your food and you go back and you sit down. You get your own drink from the fountain drinks and...
Yeah, I mean,
you know, you're doing everything, but then you're going to tip these people?
Yeah, why you tip them?
Yeah, well, they asked you.
They have the jar there.
They got the jar. Oh. They got the little, you know, push the little thing on the tablet.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, that's funny because I always tip 20%. I always tip 20% because I used to be a waitress, you know. And my boyfriend is funny. He tips $5. Doesn't matter if the bill's $200. Doesn't matter if the bill's $20. $5.
Yeah, it's old school. You don't know. I don't like doing that percentage bullshit. I think you were with me one time when we were getting paid. I was like, what's this percentage of tip? I just usually, I'll either be $10 or $15.
It was our Christmas party, I think.
And then we have to sit here and calculate what is the normal percentage of a tip?
Well, if you want to do the 20%, what they usually say is just look at the sales tax and just double that.
Yeah.
15% sales tax plus half. I mean, that's almost the easiest way to do it. If you're not good at math, you don't want to pull out a calculator.
Yeah. I always just cover the last number and
tipping for me is if you're waiting on me, if you're coming back and forth to me, you know, you bringing me my food, you're filling my drinks, you know, you're doing this, you know. And, you know, I know they share with the cooks and all that, but, you know, fast food, anything like that, you know, I just order and then I just, even if you just bring it to me one time, which most places don't anymore, you know.
Yeah, like at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Or a fast food restaurant. I think.
Yeah.
You know,
burger joint.
I think burger joints, like the independents, you know, they give you the little number on the triangle and you put it on your table and they just bring it to you and that's it. You know, that's not much of a tip. Or especially once where you take your plate, your stuff up to the trash can and you throw it away. You know, that to me is almost, if I'm doing that, I'm not leaving a tip.
Yeah.
I don't know. The people that put those things like they cut a 2-liter bottle in half and then they put tips on it, right tips, and it's just sitting right there by the cash. Yeah. It's like I don't like that. It's like
that's when you get those you know, the it looks like you fold it up and it looks like a dollar bill or $10 and you put it in, but inside it's like a prayer note. Oh. that sucks though. I don't recommend doing that. That sucks to the people. Oh goddamn, but oh fuck.
So, like, I see this a lot, like, at Starbucks and donut shops. Is that, do you think you should tip somebody for getting you a dozen donuts or a donut out of the thing?
No.
No.
But you feel guilty because it's sitting right there.
I don't feel guilty.
Those are the ones I just throw, like, a dollar in there. It's like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
But, it's I mean, it's not, you know, I'm not going to tip you
20%. Yeah.
The only thing.
Yeah, like Starbucks, it's like you're just making a drink. Kind of like you don't tip the people at McDonald's for putting your food in a bag.
No.
You don't tip the people at the grocery store just... for scanning your items.
Right.
You know, there is a level of service that when you can, you know, take a tip, you know.
Like McDonald's, like these big, I mean, Starbucks is a big company too, but most, even like grocery stores or retail stores, you know how back in the day, I think it's still like that when you try to give them a tip and they're like, oh, no, we can't do it because tips aren't allowed, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the way I think it should be. Let the customer, like if you're out in the parking lot, go, just take it. It's cool. I know you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
If you want to give it, that's okay. But I know these big companies are like, no, just don't take it. We pay you.
Yeah,
and that's almost the right way to do it because
that's how that how it is. I think like in Europe and stuff, there's no tips. There's just, but yeah, the food's more expensive.
Yeah, they factor it in. Well, I mean, I think the thing is with waiters and waitresses, like an actual restaurant, Denny's, you know, sit down dinner. They're coming. I don't know the way the pay works. Like at McDonald's, you're getting paid 15 whatever it is the hour now, whatever, 100. You're getting paid that whether you're doing it or not. I mean, I'm being office, you know, making jokes.
Well, how
there.
Much do waitresses get paid? They get
like I said,
minimum wage.
I don't know.
There's something like they say they get paid by the tips, and I mean that's all they make, or they make less.
That was back in the day, not today.
I don't know. It still could be.
Minimum wage is already $17, so it doesn't matter.
I don't know if
they can pay you under that.
I don't know if they can pay less than minimum wage, and then the tips subsidize or there's something. I don't know if there's a waitress out there who works at an actual service restaurant. You know, if they can give us information, but
that can't
then
they
be have. But to me, if you're getting paid by the hour, whether you're helping somebody or not, you're not in. That's not a tip-deserving job right there, you know, because when you're not working, you're still getting paid. It's not like you need to work to – you need to help somebody to get money. You know, Starbucks cannot say, okay
– Not today.
You know, Starbucks –
Back in the day, well, how much was a waitress making? $5 an hour?
They when I was easily... a waitress, I made $4.75.
Okay, $4.75 and, you know, that was – $4.25,
something but that was back in 1975.
That was minimum wage. Right?
Yeah, that was minimum wage.
Okay, and then that's why they said you probably made more off your tips, right? Okay, so let's say you go back today, you're going to make at least $17 an hour, at least.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get tips on top of that. They're not going to pay you, oh, well, we're gonna calculate that you get this much tips a week, so we'll pay you $8 an hour. They can't do that. It has to be, it's the law to get minimum wage.
Right.
So... what is minimum wage? $17 or $17.50 or something like that?
I don't know if it's 16. I have no idea. Not enough Orange to live
County
off
is,
of.
Orange County is like 16 something, and LA County I think is 17. So they have to get that.
So this from quick.com. I just did the quick Google search. Generally, servers earn hourly wages above federal minimum wage thanks to tips from customers. However, if servers do not earn sufficient tips to bring their wages up to $7.25 an hour federally or whatever the state is, the employer must make up the difference. So this, I guess this is why restaurants will encourage more tipping because then they have...
So they don't have to pay.
They don't have to pay. I mean, so your waitress, you're making, or server, you're making minimum wage.
Right.
But if you get tipped more, then you make more. If you don't get tipped enough, you know, your employer has to cover you to minimum wage.
So they got to get minimum wage either way.
Yeah.
So if Alyssa pay them every week, they don't have to pay. Well, they got to get minimum. So I mean, what if that don't make sense?
So we own the restaurant. Let's say we got a server.
Yeah.
So the tips. So the more they get tipped, the less we have to pay out of pocket. So if they got. So. To cover the $15 an hour.
Okay.
So they worked for 4 hours. Let's do it quick. 4 hours, that's 15, 30, $60. So if the tips come in and they only made 30, then we have to cover the other 30 so they got paid minimum wage. If their tips came in to $100, then we don't have to pay extra to the server. So the tips cover the whole wage. That's what it sounds like.
I would think the employer had to pay the minimum wage regardless.
Yes, that's
the tip was a bonus.
No. I think this is what the waitress say that, you know, if they don't make tips.
Let's say there's no tips all week.
Then the employer has to pay the minimum
wage.
They have
to pay, like most employers have to pay their people.
Yeah.
And let's say there's thousands of tips, there are 100 people that's overflow. They don't have to pay them nothing?
They can, I don't know. I think they can use, maybe not.
I'm not going to go out
eating. That comment wasn't as, you know, what I read wasn't clear, but that's what it sounds like, you know. They get the minimum wage, but the tips
help. So the tips are benefiting the owner.
Yeah.
Yes. I always thought, oh, let's tip them, they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
But basically, then you think the businesses are like, okay, take tips.
And it's helping the customer, because if they have to pay more to the out of pocket to the waitresses, then they got to raise the prices. So you have to you go in, you got to pay more for your food.
Yeah.
And to what Alyssa said, like in Europe, okay, you don't tip, they don't expect it, but you pay more in the food. Your steak will cost you $10 more.
Just go to McDonald's.
Yeah. Just drop them a dollar. Drop them a dollar in their coffee cup.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do fine.
They decorate those real nice, you know. Yeah,
grocery them a dollar. Grocery stores do fine.
Yeah, give it some time.
Well, it's been like that. I've been doing it for over 30 years, and it's been the same way.
Watch, grocery stores are gonna know. Hey, you know what? Pay, you know, $10 extra, you can come in this line, it'll be faster.
I don't know. It's a bad life right now.
And people need money.
Everybody thinks they deserve $20 just to walk into any company and sign on the dotted line to work. If it's anything under, nope, I can't work for $19 to start off. It's got to be $20 or more. That's crazy.
I don't know what to say. I mean, that's...
Nothing.
I mean, we taught
it's a generation.
We've taught a generation to, you know, believe they're special, and you know, you even when I was graduating high school, they said, you know, you go to college, you get your degree. You know, at that time, AT&T was a big company, and they were like, you know, they'll hire you on the spot because they know you can learn. But it is, you know, you knew you start at the bottom and you work your way up. Now we're taught a generation. You know, you got your college degree, you're straight to CEO. You know, or at least top management. You know, you're special because you got that, and it's not, you're not, you still have to go to the bottom and work your way up.
I have nothing to say about that.
You know, every kid a trophy, and you know, they expect a trophy for everything. You know, there was a time that, you know, the real world was the real world, and you grew up and you were idealistic and you got there and you learned. Now you got a generation who says, you know, the real world will bend to me, you know. Oh, there's the bat phone again. But
it's not an emergency. Yep,
it's an emergency. Go get it.
It's Del Taco. They want to offer me a job. $25 an hour.
$5 plus tips.
Oh, God.
Someone trying to sell you solar panels.
Del Taco. Here's another story. I was going through the drive-thru a while back. Taco. If you work overnights there, it starts at $22.50. Just to stuff tacos. I was like, hey, man, I'm gonna
work there.
Me too.
Shoot.
I'm sure there's a catch to that, but okay.
What catch? What? I got to make burritos too? Yep. Shit. Get the tortillas.
get your boss on you. Get your boss on you. You're not selling enough tacos. You want to get yelled at for that?
That's it. Well, with 22 an hour, I'll buy it myself. Yep, overnights.
All right.
I don't know how much you make
in
a day.
Because they're open 24/7, right?
I think daytime is. I think then they come up with something that's every fast food joint is $20 now an hour.
Yeah, there's some new law.
Just the fast food people.
Yeah.
$20 an hour is a minimum for them.
Enjoy your $20 Big Mac meal.
That's crazy. But if you work overnight, you get an extra $2.
You go to McDonald's, it's easy, like $50. I'm like, what the hell happened here?
Yeah. Oh, you know what happened.
You're paying those.
And then also, they get the order wrong.
And don't worry. I talk to them. They're being exploited, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they're turning.
And then they don't even get your order right.
Well, they're turning into machines to do all that. Yeah. So have you ever went inside of McDonald's lately? Yeah. There's really
no
cashier.
You order your own at the kiosk.
Yep.
Costco. Costco does the same thing. You go to the kiosk and you order your food and then you just go and pick it up. It's like...
Yeah, I mean...
Like pizza?
Yeah. Outside of the food court, yeah.
Oh, you can't just walk out there no more?
What do you mean you can't walk out there?
The line is just to pick up your order.
Bastards.
What do you mean you can't walk out there? You can. I mean...
I used to shop, walk out, and just go stand in line with everybody else and pay for my pizza right there.
Yeah, you can. That's what. But there's nobody. There's no cashier. It's all machine and it's all card.
Oh, so you
order before.
It's two things. It's the ability to pay without cash. that more and more people are getting comfortable with. And it's, you know, back in a few days, years ago, when this whole $15 minimum wage and let's raise, let's raise, let's raise, these fast food companies, and they try to fight it. They try to say, you know, we're going to have to pay, we have to cut hours, we have to raise prices. And then people said, no, you're fucking greedy. So they learned their lesson. They go, okay, they went along with it, but quietly, you know, not all at once, quietly, you know, it's not, you don't have a cashier anymore. You just go to the tablet, or you go on your phone before you get there.
Yep.
And soon enough, you know, it's going to be a robot, you know, flipping the burger, and you'll just come out of some little, you know, thing open up, here's your food.
You'll conveyor belt.
You'll talk to nobody. There'll be one person back there walking around, making sure the robots are working fine, and that's it.
Yep.
You know, it's, you know, enjoy your $22 an hour, because you're not going to have any, because you don't have a job.
Right.
You know, the robot doesn't need 22 an hour.
I agree.
It's like the self-checkout, too. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
You can pay one person to work 6 check stands, or 8 check stands, or 10 mm-hmm. check stands. Or, you know.
Yeah, people are making it worse for us.
Imagine if
there was all checkout like that, and you had all a week's worth of groceries in your basket, mm-hmm. and you got to check all that shit out.
I don't have to imagine. I see it almost daily. Okay.
Well, yeah.
You don't have to, though. There's still live checkers.
I'll do it if I have one or two items. Yeah. If I have like one or two items, I'll go. But if I have a whole bunch of stuff, I'm like, I'm not checking. If I'm going to check out my own stuff, I'm going to kind of skip some things and get paid.
Well, I mean, and to some companies, I mean, if you skip one thing, that might be cheaper than, you know, paying that cashier, mm-hmm. whatever, $25 an hour.
Yeah, but some people, just like me, leave my cart and leave.
Yeah, okay.
And I go to a place that has checkers. I told you the story. I went shopping and had probably a $300 basket. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where's the checkers?
Yeah.
It was like 9 in the morning. I was at a certain store.
We don't have any till
like 10. I'm like, you don't have no check. So I go, okay, I have my basket. The first time I did it. So I'm here trying to check, learning how to do it myself. And there's a line behind me, and I go, last time I come here.
This guy is slow.
If I had like a couple things, that would be fine, right?
Yeah.
But I was shopping for the week for the house, and then, we don't have checkers till 10.
Yeah. And then, did you bring your own bags? Because we have no bags. Because now they're starting to stop providing plastic bags.
Well, there's a lawmaker, little Democrat, I don't know where, who I said it when they did this, you know, they went to those thicker plastics. They go, people are going to throw those away too. Oh no, you know, since they're paying for them, they're going to reuse them. Nope. I mean, in my apartment complex, I look in the dumpster. There, it's all the bags from all these stores, nice and thick, just piled up in there.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're forcing them to pay like $2 for one plastic bag, you know, you're not 10 cents, please. Especially when I'm making $22 an hour flipping burgers, what, 10 cents a bag?
I do use them, but then eventually I throw them away. Like, I'll put trash in it or recyclables, but they end up in the trash in the end.
Eventually they're going to get messed up and you're going to throw them away. So now there's, you got an assembly person here in California who says, just ban them outright.
Yeah.
So no more plastic, no more bags. Period. I mean, I guess you can still do paper until, you know, We'll start losing some trees.
Man, just use paper. Make the bagger's life worse.
Well, I mean, when I was growing up back in the 80s, late 80s, it was only paper. I remember.
Yeah, it was all paper.
I remember
paper
going
bags.
To one of those grocery stores where you bag your own stuff.
I used to use in my books in high school.
Yeah, we make book covers with them.
Yeah.
But, and then, you know, the environmentalists, you know, oh my God, we're killing all these trees for all these paper bags. And somebody said, oh, we can't have these plastic bags. And say, all right, and it was nice for a while, and then they started clogging up the landfills, I guess, and they go, oh no, we got to do this, and you know, just this will just cause another problem. In 5 years, we'll be here. Okay, we're just gonna go in a circle. We're gonna have one time kind of those thin plastic bags again, and then, you know, we'll go in a cycle.
Yep.
I mean, even if you buy one of these bigger, you know, thicker cloth bags or whatever, they're going to get worn out and you're going to throw them out anyways. Yeah. So.
I don't even know. Whatever.
Yeah.
They're going to do what they want to do. They're going to do what they want to do. Charge me. All right. Charge, whatever. Charge. If it makes you feel better, you think you're doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's good enough. Well, I think those other bags were better because they were so thin.
Yeah.
Throw them away. They probably disintegrate.
Yeah.
Faster than the other ones.
These probably last 100 times more in the landfill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they are thick bags. They're nice.
Come on. There should be some kind. I mean, we have those compostable, you know, plastic straws and forks. I mean, you maybe if they can make it to the point that it's profitable, you can start making plastic bags that compost, you know, in what, 20 years, which is something. I mean, it's not good, but it's something. But
I bring my own bags. I have a bag over there. I like the Costco bags. I use those everywhere because they hold a lot. And
Costco has bags?
Like huge bags. Like a duffel bag big, and like you can just throw a bunch of stuff in there.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So when Costco first got bags,
I actually have the bags when they first started having bags. God, I've had my bags maybe 10 years. Because, you know, remember they... No, it's been a long time. What, did I freeze?
No.
Steve finds Costco bags for me.
So, I use them at all the stores, you know?
But at Costco,
smaller ones
them?
And then the big ones.
No, I mean, they're small stuff at Costco. It's not all bulk.
What's small at Costco?
I mean...
The shampoos,
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Even the shampoos, you gotta buy 6-packs.
No, you can buy a big bottle.
They'll fit in those bags.
Vitamins are small.
You need to show him the bag. I think he's still thinking one of those little bags.
They're in my car. Yeah.
It's a duffel bag.
Yeah, I mean, probably bigger than a duffel bag.
Yeah.
How much do you have to buy it, or is it?
Yeah.
Come with the fee.
It's like a set. When I got them, I think I got them free actually, for like renewing my membership or something.
I've had them forever.
Yeah, I've had them forever, and then they started selling them, and they were like a Hawaiian print or some weird print. And then now they have the insulated bags, which is like a, you know,
for your cold stuff, hot stuff.
Your cold stuff. And that one is actually like a, like material, like fabric with the insulation, like a, almost like a lunch bag, like you would take for work or whatever with the foil inside or whatever it is.
I've never seen
those
that.
Are big.
Never seen nobody. No, every I time I've went, I've never seen watch. A customer.
Hold on.
No, I guess you don't have to see one. All right.
I'll show you the insulated one. It's right here. Hold on.
I want to see it.
It's time for a list of show and tell.
The only thing I ever hear is, do you want a box for your stuff?
Yeah.
Nah, I'd rather just take a box home, more trash.
Yeah, it's going to end up in the landfill anyways. All right, here comes a list of show and tell.
Oh, that just looks like something you buy at the store.
Yeah, and it's like, this one's not foil, but it's like gray inside, see?
Insulated. And that's a Costco bag.
This is Sam's Club, actually.
It's filled with asbestos. Careful there.
Oh, all right. So it just looks like something you'd buy at a Target or something. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
A little cooler you take to the beach.
Like a little duffel bag, but padded.
All right. I gotcha. I got it now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep my eyes open now when I go to Costco.
Yeah, I usually try not to. I don't want to pay 10 cents for a bag, you know. And if I don't have any bags with me, then I'd be like, oh, no, I don't need a bag. I'm fine. I just take the cart to my car and unload it all.
I'm tired of this.
Well,
tired.
Welcome to California.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's another thing.
All right.
Everybody's leaving California. The people that are leaving California, right? Because they don't like the way California is, right?
Yeah.
And it's funny because. I know I talked about this is a Democratic state, and you got Democrat people leaving here because the place is messy, and they go to a red state, a Republican state, And they probably go there and vote Democrat.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense. And they want to turn that state into the state they just left.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to Arizona,
For these people, it's somebody else's fault, not what they've been doing or what they've been voting for.
But it's this whole California. It's all a blue state.
Yeah, you think they'd be happy?
It's not like the people are rude. Everybody's voting for the Democratic way. And hey, whatever it is, but everybody's fleeing. Oh, it's too high here. It's too this that.
Taxes are
so
too
they go
high.
To a state
There's
where
too much
it's
crime.
Lower. And then they go and they vote the same way
they
do.
Too many unhoused people.
I mean, I'm sure even in the rest states, there are a few people there who wanted the blue way. And, you know, they get all these voters, so people coming in and voting. You know, I don't understand. I don't, like if I wanted to move to Australia, like I've had it with this country. Why would I go there and say, you know, I want this country to become like the country I left? Why? Yeah. If I want to move to Australia, go, hey, they're doing pretty good over there. I want to go there and just plug into that system.
You're going there because
there's
a reason. Mm-hmm. Like mostly because it's a high cost of living here in California. A lot of people, it's like unaffordable to a lot of people. So they split and go to a place where it's affordable.
But they get there and they go, wait a minute, I only get paid, what, $9 an hour at McDonald's?
Uh-huh.
That's wrong. I know my Big Mac combo is $7 instead of other than 20 at California, but you know they fail to. I'm being a little facetious there too. Okay, I think it's like 10, 11, 12. I don't know how much, but I mean,
how much would you pay for a 12 pack of soda?
I know what you're talking about.
I just saw a 12 pack of soda the other day. I own
almost $8.
$9.99.
Yeah.
The heck? That's why I don't drink soda.
Well, it said something you buy two and get one free, but if you don't, you have to pay $9.99 for one.
I mean, you got to wait for those sales if you want soda and stock up because.
Yeah.
I mean,
we used to get ours at Costco.
Yeah, but even when they weren't on sale, $6.99, that's still a lot of money. You're like, oh hell no, I ain't buying. But $10 a 12 pack.
I know it's like Coke and Pepsi, but have you seen Shasta's lately? Like $4 for a 12 pack, and I remember that to be like $1.99.
Yeah.
Oh God.
It's like
that was the go-to.
And remember when these have 3 liters for 99 cents, like the big bottle, and now it's a 2 liter bottle, and it's almost you're almost paying Coke prices, and you're like. But just know, the people filling up those the people looking at the machines filling up those bottles, they're getting $20 an hour.
Yeah. And then they charge you for the bottle.
Yeah.
You know, the CRV fee. I'm like, can I bring my own container?
Well, go recycle it. You'll get your 10 cents back.
Right?
That's,
man, I'm really just...
They get us everywhere.
They do.
But yeah, it's funny when, I want to move to Texas and, we'll find out why things are affordable over there. Okay, you're not going to get paid. You're $22.50. I mean, you're going to pay... You get paid $10 to work at McDonald's, but, Your $10 is going to buy you your $10 is going to buy you the same amount. I mean, the Snicker bar, Snicker bars are $2 now, or they used to be what, 75 cents when I was a kid. You probably
50 less. Cents. Yeah.
It's
not very. It just doesn't make sense. It's like, okay, you're going to go live there, and okay, if you want to complain or whatever. And then you vote the same way you vote as if the place you left, trying to turn it into the place you left.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. It's like, just stay in California then. You're going to turn that state into that. You might as well don't spend money on packing up and moving. Or, you're going to make a little less money, but, the economy is going to be a little different out there where it's going to be affordable. I don't know.
Well, not anymore.
Everybody likes money,
people,
but
people enough people are moving. Everything's going up there too. So
yeah, pretty soon the whole states are going to be high.
The whole country.
There's not going to be nowhere to run to.
Mm-hmm.
Go up to North Dakota over by the border with Canada.
Oh God.
We'd be snowed in right now.
See what you did, Alyssa? Started this wildfire.
With your bags.
Ha 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 ha. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Let me see here. Voltaren.
Voltaren?
Voltaren. Voltaren. Anybody ever use that?
Cream? You
know, I'm not gonna...
Is it cream?
You know it unless you know it.
I only use natural cream. Wonders.
Voltaren.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this stuff is wonderful.
It's the best. They have it at Costco.
I've never got two of them. I got these. Yeah,
buy a bag, Steve, for your Voltaren in Costco.
No, it you know, I've had my knees done too many times.
Yeah.
And they've been aching, and I had this cream before a long time ago, but I never used it. I ended up throwing it away because I ran out of code. And then it's been hurting lately, like really bad. I thought I tore something again. So I bought this and put it on, and oh my God, what a difference.
You know, it's really good too, like natural remedy. An avocado, you cut the seed, peel the brown off the seed, so where it's just the white part of the avocado, cut it up, pour in some rubbing alcohol in a jar, let it sit for 24 hours, take the seed out, and then you just have that jar of like the avocado seed juice or whatever you want to call it. You dip a cotton ball in it and you rub it on your knee. And you do it like every night.
Too much work or seed.
Works.
Okay.
My boyfriend didn't believe me. He didn't believe me that it would work because he has a problem with his knees too, because he does the, you know, jiu-jitsu and he's always on his, because he drives the standing forklift. So he's always, his knees are always bothering him. And he goes, it really works. I'm like, yeah.
So you skin an avocado seed. You skin the brown part off. You put it in a cup.
Chop it up in like, you could do it in 4 or 6 pieces.
Oh, you chop the seed?
You cut it.
Because you gotta put it into the alcohol bottle. So, you know, this has a little hole.
You can put it in like a mason jar. If you have a mason jar, put the seed in, pour in rubbing alcohol.
Okay.
Close it, leave it for 24 hours at least.
Okay.
And then strain it and just keep the liquid. The liquid will be like a brownish kind of color. Keep the liquid and then dip cotton ball in there and rub that liquid on your knee. Like before you go to bed or.
And you have to skin the seed?
Yeah. Listen,
you weren't here last show, but Eddie and I gave him a natural remedy. I think he's going to go with that one. So, right, look, you broke his brain. He can't picture skinning a seed.
Yeah, I'm thinking about how I'm going to skin a seed.
Well, you know how to...
I know how to plant a seed.
Do you have an avocado? You got to show him.
I don't have an avocado, but yeah, you know how like...
Tune in next week. Alyssa's going to skin an avocado seed for you.
Alyssa's going to bring an avocado seed.
Well, it just depends on the avocado. Sometimes the skin comes off easy. Sometimes it doesn't.
I didn't even know that was a seed. I thought it was just a seed.
Steve used to eat those.
It is.
You're talking about the seed, right?
The big ball in the middle.
The big pit. Yeah.
Oh, how am I supposed to know you skin it? I just throw it away.
Well, you take the skin off and you chop it up and put it in a jar with alcohol, and it works.
Is it choppable?
Yeah.
Either way, even if the skin was on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
If I couldn't get the skin off, I've used it. You know, I've done it. With the skin on.
And how long does this last? A day?
Well, do you mean the cream? I mean the juice?
Yeah, the alcohol? No. When you put it on your knee or whatever is hurting.
It just gradually just goes away. The pain gradually goes away.
Forever?
It's not forever, but yeah, it totally helps. At least. You know, I don't know. If you do it every night, you'll notice your knee will start feeling better.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I used to get it too, and I would just squeeze some of the juice in my hands and rub it on my hand because, you know, the carpal tunnel, and it helps.
Are you sure it's not the rubbing alcohol?
It's the rubbing alcohol with the avocado seed. There's something in the avocado seed. It has some kind of chemical or something in it that goes in the alcohol.
Okay. Thank you for telling me this. But is there something on the market that somebody has figured out to try to market this, like put it in something where people are, no, just you?
I don't think so.
Folks, pen pen.
Oh, no, I've seen it. No, I've seen it on like TikTok. And I'm like, I'm going to try that. You know how on TikTok they try and give you all these stupid remedies? Try this, try that, try this, try that.
So what does the avocado seed hold? Is there a name that the,
I don't know. I have no idea what the chemical is. But yeah, it does something. It works. My boyfriend didn't believe it, but.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be in the kitchen maybe one day peeling an avocado seed. What do you peel it with? A knife or a
potato peeler? Yeah, sometimes it'll come off with the knife, sometimes a potato peeler. If you can't get it off, then.
And then he has to cut it up. You know, that's. Just do it for him, Melissa, okay?
So you cut it up like garlic, like in little cloves?
Not teeny tiny. You just chunk, you know, like cut it into four pieces.
You don't mince it. You just cut it up in chunks.
Okay, here's the thing. Between that and the Voltaren cream, which one works better?
The Voltaren cream, I know, I feel like I put it on like more than once a day.
Yeah, I do. But this other one, you don't have to do that once
a
day?
You just do it at night.
Mm-hmm. And that's good for like a week or?
Yeah, you put it on. If you put it on every night, just put it on every night. And you'll notice that your knee will start feeling better.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Or do it in the morning, whatever is best for you.
Once a day.
I always like to do things at night because, you know, your body rejuvenates while you're sleeping. So I always like to do my little treatments at night.
Okay. I got you. Thank you. I got it.
Yeah. I'm all into the home remedy stuff.
Okay.
I try. Yes, well, I do put castor oil in my belly button.
For?
That's for like a. No.
It's nice and clean or what?
It's supposed to help, like, because I have
make a. Make it shiny for her, man.
Yeah. Damn. It's supposed to help, like, with your liver and your kidneys and, like, all of that, like, your internal organs. Like, I have a fatty liver, so I have to.
You sleep with that or you.
Yeah, you just put, like, one little drop, like a dropper in your belly button.
Interesting.
We're learning all the home remedies.
I'm a witchy.
I thought it was like, you know, like when you're in a relationship and you know, you're the guy and you put a little seed, you're the man seed in the girl's belly button. It's for good luck. Is that true?
I don't think Alyssa's tried that yet.
Well, no. That's what I heard. So.
You know,
use it as face cream.
They just do that in the movies for, you know, effect, you know. I don't think it's much of any benefits to it. You know, it's just all for show.
I just thought that was making the relationship stronger. Like when you tell your girl, hey, can I get this in your belly button? She goes, why?
Can I shoot on your stomach?
It makes us love each other more.
Right.
She's, oh, okay.
It releases an endorphin in her brain. Makes you bond.
She's laying there, you know, and she's got a belly button full of me. So I don't feel anything different. I go, I do. Oh, my gosh. So a drop of castor oil in your belly button will help your insides, like your liver and kidneys. And if you peel an avocado seed and cut it in, let's say, 4 quarters, and dump it in a mason jar with rubbing alcohol and let it sit until the liquid turns brownish.
Yeah, like 24 hours.
Then take the seed out and then use the liquid that's in there to put on achy parts of your body. Like arthritis or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. What happens if you leave the seed in?
I've left the seed in and just.
Gets in the way.
Yeah.
What, the cannonball?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Like, Alberto, if you want to leave the seed in, leave the seed in.
All right, we'll do an experiment. You take the seed out, I leave the seed in.
Yeah, see whose joints feel better.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, or you can use Voltaren. Whatever you want.
There you go.
Big Pharma.
You want to save some money, just buy an avocado.
Yeah, forget these avocados. Big Pharma to the rescue.
Yeah. If you don't have, how about this? If you don't have the time to do the avocado strip, or peel down, then you eat on the run, use Voltaren. And if you got the time, go in the kitchen, peel the seed, and do the thing, and then use the cotton swabs, and you can do it that way. Feels about the same, Alyssa? I mean, does the outcome the same, do you think? It's just cheaper the your way, right? The avocado way.
Yeah, honestly, I think the avocado is more long-term.
You think so?
Because over time it starts to feel better and feel better, and you're not having to, you know, always use the cream.
Really?
Because, you know, you do use the cream like 2-3 times a day. Oh, hello. You got a thumbs up.
Yes. I use it at night. And then, yeah, if I'm going to be doing stuff during the day, I'll put it on again, but at least once a day for sure.
Yeah.
At least. And then the most would be twice a day, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you can try the avocados if, you know, I mean, you don't have to, but I'm just saying. Try it. What do you got to lose?
Nothing. I just might.
An avocado seed. That's about it. It's some alcohol. Yeah.
I'm gonna bust open that seed. I just never knew you could peel it. I'm kind of trying for that. To peel the little seed, that's kind of
If I find the video, I'll send it to you so you can check it out and see how they do it.
Just search on YouTube. Video?
Yeah.
Do you have a video of you doing it?
No, not of me.
You got to make
you
one for him.
Do that. Why don't you do that and put it on there? People will watch it.
I mean, it on my TikTok.
Yeah, I think people will watch stuff like that.
I put my haunted fridge on there.
You got what?
I put my haunted fridge on TikTok.
Yes, I saw that. So what is that? It's a picture screen on there?
It's a, it's called like a family hub. It's, you know, it's like a computer, yeah. It's like computer screen. It's got the calendar. You can put, you know, pictures up there. And I usually try to do for the holidays, and you scroll over, you can see the inside of the refrigerator without opening the door, and it's all Wi-Fi, you know, you can have recipes are on there. It's all kinds of stuff.
I'm surprised Alyssa didn't give me my flannel back. You look like you're living pretty good over there. Whatever he says, take that shit back.
I just got a new washer and dryer.
So take this back to the swap meet where you brought it.
Right?
That's pretty nice. I was looking there. I was like, I was watching it. And I was like,
I thought it was a laptop.
Then you kind of scrolled out, and I could tell it was a refrigerator. And I was like, what is this?
It was like doing its own thing. I was trying to like click out of the picture, and it was zooming in, and then it was scrolling to the side. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm not even touching you.
It's showing her neighbor's refrigerator.
Yeah, she's getting into the ghost thing, and instead of it just being a malfunction of a computer, electronic, it's a ghost that was there haunted. Doing stuff.
It's haunted.
It's showing her neighbor's refrigerator. Look what this person has, you know, good, healthy food. you're a pig. No.
Right.
Oh, it's tapping in the fridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we learned a lot today, folks.
What now?
Said we learned a lot today.
Oh yeah,
you know,
very informative show.
Yes,
we learned about landlines and grocery bags, tipping, avocado seeds,
friends of the opposite sex.
Yep.
Yes.
We got enough time for one more lesson. What do you got, Steve?
Thick girls.
Yeah,
I like. You know what? Hey, look, I don't watch this porn stuff. You know, what is it called? Pornhub?
There's a lot of websites.
There's so many.
Okay, but I've been watching it lately. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on with me. I've slid into the...
Your wife not giving you any?
I don't know. I'm just like... Because I had to get to sleep fast and you know, sometimes I think, but, you know, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to... Because I used to go on there in a long time ago, and I was like, oh, I'll just want to check it out and see.
Your teenage years.
See if there's any new people on there.
He was on the...
I hope there would be new people and not the same people from years ago. Can you imagine? They're like all of gray and wrinkled.
Debbie from Debbie DeSalis is still going at it. She's all wrinkled.
No.
I hope she's still alive, okay? I don't know. I haven't researched on her. If something bad happened, I'm sorry. I did not mean anything.
I think she went missing.
Oh boy.
Now that you talk about that girl from Debbie Does Dallas.
Oh.
She went missing and nobody could find her.
Wikipedia. Well, wow. Hopefully she just went off the grid, you know, on her own terms.
That's what they're, well, nobody's ever heard from her again.
Wow.
Anyway, I like girls that are thick. That's mm-hmm. my thing. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people out there that are thick.
I like it. I was like, you know, watching, I see girls and they're like, I like that. That's attractive to me.
Yeah.
Man, I just thought I'd throw that. So anybody's listening.
I think because it's more natural, because nowadays you got, you know, everybody's having surgery for everything. They've got tummy tucks. They've got fake boobs. They've got fake butts. They get liposuction in their legs. They get liposuction in their arms. They get implants and cheek implants. They can get Botox. They get lip fillers. I mean, all kinds of shit. You don't know what's real on these people anymore.
Look at Alyssa.
The way her thing's coming in, she sounds like a robot. You know, that was very robotic. You're kind of breaking up there, Alyssa.
I bring up thick girls, and she gets all excited, and her internet blows up. Oh, there she is.
Do I still sound weird?
Okay.
I was just naming everything that they get. You know, they're all fake.
Yeah, I don't. You know, don't get me wrong. Like skinny girls or nothing about those beautiful girls like that, but it doesn't do anything for me. I like girls that have meat on their thighs and their butt, and that's a turn on for me. But I can't, like, even these models you see that walk on the runway, like how skinny they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're beautiful. They got beautiful faces, but they don't like have like really no hips or no ass, or it's like, I guess some guys like that, I guess.
Yeah, they just. A bag of bones.
I like to see stuff wiggle, Alberto.
That's you.
Jiggle, jiggle.
Yeah, I like to see
a little pushing, a little cushion for the pushing.
You know it, bacon, whatever you want to call it. I like to see my stuff wiggle when I'm trying to smash it. They say I know I'm doing something. I can see my work. That's the only waves.
It's
I
all like.
Like
the waves.
Oh.
Oh, you're pretty.
Steve's am I frozen? Freeze.
Yeah, you kind of froze up. I heard oh, and then I don't know what you said after that.
Oh. Was that a song?
Anyway, to wrap it up, Bambi Woods from Debbie Does Dallas. I guess there were rumors that she died of a drug overdose in the 80s. Mm-hmm. But apparently, in 2005, there was a documentary, and I guess they found out her real name. And according to this documentary, she's living an ordinary life out in Iowa, and she wants nothing to do with anything regarding her past career. So take it what you will. Probably alive and well.
Okay. Living a normal life.
So she just wanted out from that. Well, because that's a big thing to be known for. Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah.
And how about the star of Deep Throat? Imagine having that on your resume. Damn it. I mean, hey, you know, we all know girls do that, right? But
yeah,
no, that's just,
you know, I don't know why I haven't really researched how she got into it. You know, there's girls who, you know, do it. I mean, it kind of sucks. Like, you know, there were so many magazines back in like the 70s and 80s, and these women, you know, they did it. Steve's frozen up again. They did all the pictures and got the money, and they thought, well, that'll be it, you know. And all of a sudden, the internet comes in here. You know, now you're a teacher or something. 30 years later, somebody's finding your old pictures. It's kind of.
Yeah, they might have thought it was something like a Pornhub thing. Like, it's going to be so many, or it's done, it's over. Everybody forget about it.
Or you're doing
like, it becomes a big hit.
Like Vanessa Williams, you know, she just did some art pictures in college or something. And,
yeah.
You know, all of a sudden it comes out at the worst time.
What's wrong with girls being naked? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, we're progressing, but we're still very much a Puritan society here.
I'll vote for it. I think girls should, well, you know what I mean. If they want to be naked, then so what?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be that they should be held back from anything else they want to do.
What is it? In New York, you can walk around topless.
Steve, really? In New York.
Yeah.
For reals?
Mm-hmm.
It's a blue state, Steve. You'll feel right at home.
Oh, gosh. I'm surprised if it's a blue state.
I think Miley Cyrus did it before.
How come I never see, like, on TV like that? They're always showing things in New York.
They're going to blur it out. So.
Right.
Well, yeah, we'll blur it out.
Or you know, they're going to edit it out, let's say.
So it is legal if a girl wants to walk around with no shirt on?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just because you can do it.
If it was legal, would you do it, Alyssa?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because of...
modesty?
You're just used to...
Or you don't want guys gawking at you.
Oh, okay.
You know, as you get older, the gravity takes over a little bit.
Okay,
maybe back in the inner heydays, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, those pictures that you put up that, you know, you're trying to make me see. When were you in high school?
Oh, yeah.
She's putting all these hot pictures up all
the
time.
That was me in my sophomore year, I believe.
Okay, your sophomore year.
Or junior year.
Careful with those pictures, man. Those doesn't get you in trouble.
It was a school picture.
Wait for college years.
Oh, God, stop it. If you're in your 20s or something and you were... felt good about yourself, would you?
Maybe.
It'd be kind of hard because everybody's used to covering up already, so I could just because they say it's legal and you're like, oh, okay. I don't think people would do it just because they're used to covering up yourself is like...
Well, it's fun. Like, for me, it's like, you know, it's funny how, like, you know, guys can go to the beach to be topless, but women can't go to the beach and be topless. All because, you know, of the size of the breast. I don't understand. Like, for me, I don't understand. How is that fair?
We got to protect those for the babies, you know. They need to get milk out of those. You don't want no sun's damaged nipples, you know.
Yeah,
but... Well, women's breasts are for feeding children there, Steve. I'm sorry to teach you some biology, but...
No, I know that, but the sun will damage
you know,
might
burn up the nipples, so, you know.
Yeah.
No.
Get sunburned.
Get out of here. You're gonna have milk come out. It might make the nipple a little more sturdy,
stronger.
Yeah, because of the hot sun.
Make it more firm.
Yeah, hard.
I don't know. My opinion on this is everybody should cover up in public. You know, no guys without guys have to wear shirts too. Fuck.
There's clothes for a reason. And
yeah.
Yeah, I guess guys. I don't know. Girls have boobs.
We evolved without hair and fur, like, for a reason. Okay, so because we were smart enough to create clothes. So
you know what? Alyssa's right. If a guy, girls have boobs naturally, right? Guys, when they get fat,
there's some guys that have boobs too.
So,
and there's some women who have no boobs.
You know what? That's true. Just all nipple, huh?
All right, you get the tape measure. Bites. We'll go around the chest. You know, you got so much. You got so much. If it's too much, then
yeah. But if you're a dude and you have that, you shouldn't be going out there like that. Come on,
I don't.
You gotta have a little decency. You know, just because you're a man and go, oh, I could take my shirt off, but you're looking like a woman out there. Don't do it. Just for your own self. Just for your own self.
Yeah, we don't teach that anymore. You know, think of others. You know, it's like, man, I can do it. Fuck yeah. No, fuck you if you're uncomfortable.
Right?
Don't look at me.
Well, if you want to do that, go in your backyard. And if you're a guy and you got big tits, go in the backyard and sunbathe. Don't go to the beach.
I want to go out to a Target without my shirt off.
Oh, God. Well, like, you can go there. They like that over there.
What was that sign? Shirt, shoes?
No shirt, no shoes, no service.
Yeah.
And now it's come in naked if you want.
Right. We feed anybody.
And everybody's welcome, nude or not.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, everybody, go work at a fast food, make some good money.
Say hi, Steve.
Right?
Say hi to Steve in the drive-through.
Yes, I'm not giving you
a tip. It'll be a Del Taco at night.
Yeah, you don't have to give Steve a tip. Don't worry about it.
No tips. Sorry, you make enough money. What else did we talk? Well, whatever Alyssa said, we talked about all that stuff. Take it with you and take it with your life, because we only talk about things that are going to help you. And women, if you want to go running around with your nipples in the sun, just let me know what beach you're at. And
you can go in Steve's front yard; he won't mind.
Nope, or the backyard.
just take over his house.
Next week, remind me. what my neighbors did in our backyard.
In your backyard?
No, not in my backyard, but we know how we have neighbors.
Yeah.
Where, remember where those dogs were?
Yeah.
Remember those big bushes we had that went up to the...
Yeah.
It was like a privacy thing.
They took them down?
All of them. So now they could... Stupid.
They could see you fucking?
Yeah. If I want to run out naked. Yeah. I'll see them naked.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Steve's problem all along. Yeah.
Next week, I got to tell you.
He can't watch his porn in peace.
Yes.
He can't whip out his man's tits anymore.
Yeah. Can't walk around shirtless.
I don't know what kind of trees they were called. They're the ones they grow, and they grow real tall. And it's like a wall.
Evergreen?
Maybe. It's like it looks like it turns into a wall.
I'll send you a picture.
Does it look like a Christmas tree, kind
of? I still got a video of Eddie staring down the dogs.
Yeah. It was perfect privacy thing. But now it's like...
Oh, we've got to build a wooden wall or something.
Yeah, we have to. Well, those are a lot of money. Well, so now we have to, because we asked him, we went over there and go, hey, are you at least going to cut it to at least a certain level where they're still private? No, we're taking it all out. And we're all, are you guys going to put up a fence? Go, well, no. that's the plan, but it didn't sound like, yes, we are.
Well, eventually.
So now we don't want this because we want some kind of privacy, so now we gotta fix it. We don't have to, but we're gonna, because
just get a tarp and just a cheap tarp and just tarp up the fence, make it look all
might
make it look like the railroad tracks where the homeless are.
Oh, now that's what I'm mad at.
What? Oh, the you lost the privacy.
Alyssa is frozen again.
Oh,
that means it's time to go. She's probably looking up the evergreen. Is that what it's called, that tree?
I know. Because, I mean, they don't... Evergreens are supposed to, like, last during the winter. You know, they don't lose their leaves, so... I have to look. I don't think... I mean, they weren't pine trees. They seem like pine trees, but they're not, so...
Well, they lasted through every weather.
Yeah.
They don't die.
So probably evergreens.
We have to have them trimmed every, like, once a year. They get too big.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah. They trimmed them for you for good.
Yes, bastards.
Well, as long as it's on their property, they can do whatever they want.
That's us. We can't do a damn thing.
You want your privacy, plant your own.
But they should have came and talked to us and go, hey, we're going to be cutting these down. We're just letting you know, because everybody's going to have a free-for-all looking into each other's yards.
Yeah, they don't care about you, okay?
All right, we're going to get out of here. I don't want to hear about people that don't care about me.
That's a more true statement has never been said by Steve. That's it.
Yes, Alyssa, you're there. You're cutting up, but you're still there. We're going to end the show now.
Hanging on for dear life.
Yes.
And even Steve's cutting off now, so it might be all my fault. I don't know. Yep, you're both gone.
Okay.
It's time to go. Yeah, technical difficulties.
Get out of here. We always end in style.
Yeah.
Next week.
Next week, our special Leap Day show.
Oh, okay. Alyssa, is that working your schedule of being such a
go-getter?
Hard worker.
Go-getter, hard worker, all that stuff.
You know, Alyssa's skinning avocado seeds next week, so she's... Oh,
Anybody want some remedy for your arthritis? Get a hold of Alyssa. She'll kill some seeds for you.
Hey, there's going to be a whole avocado truck dumping off avocados at Alyssa's house today. She's going to be there, cutting the, just throwing away the avocados, keeping the seed.
Alyssa's going to have a new business with her cups.
Right.
Her mason jars.
Okay, so what is it? It's a leap year show?
Leap day show.
Leap day.
And it's going to be very special. Tune in next week. You won't want to miss it.
Is it really?
Yeah. I won't be here, here, but I will be on the show.
Oh.
So tune in next week.
It's
going to be a spectacular.
Well, I just hope he's not Black's Beach.
Black's Beach?
Yeah, the nude beach.
Maybe. Oh, no. It's going to be we won't be on YouTube much, okay? So.
Oh, God. All right, so Alberto's going to be on location somewhere, and I guess we'll find out next week where it's going to be.
And Alyssa will have all her seeds ready.
Alyssa will have her seeds
and
ready to make sales.
And Steve will go get his gift bag back from...
Yeah, I might get one. What do? You just ask them at the checkout, or are they hanging somewhere in the store? Costco bags.
Oh, Alyssa.
The Costco bags are no. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. They're usually up by the check stands. They sometimes have displays of them.
Just pick one up and take it to the check stand. Uh-oh, we got an intruder.
Yeah. Little one there in the corner.
Hey, and Alyssa's a block there. Okay, you're fine.
If she would have said something like, there's nobody here, then I'd be ending the show now.
Yeah, Steve and I are seeing things.
Right. Yeah.
You gotta teach him how to do the little dance like the girl on the BBC. Remember that?
Oh.
BBC? Is that a big beautiful woman?
No, that's a British broadcasting company.
What is that, a ghost?
No.
No.
It's a television station in England.
Oh, okay. I don't.
A way to crash the show, Steve. And now he freezes up.
Yeah.
What do I have to do with it?
I'll explain next week.
Okay. Yeah, we're over here, and Alyssa has many, many big things to do because she's an entrepreneur.
She's got to go buy her mason's jars and rubbing alcohol.
Okay, we'll see you guys next week, and we'll have an update on the Alyssa contraption for arthritis.
Alyssa
Home
juice.
Remedy.
Alyssa
Home
juice. Remedy.
It's what?
Alyssa juice.
Her seed juice. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
See you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.